In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. This morning's gospel reading is special for a number of reasons. Firstly, this morning's gospel message, the miracle of the feeding of the 5,000, we find that this is the only miracle that is mentioned in all four gospels. Matthew chapter 14, Mark chapter 6, Luke chapter 9, and this morning's from John chapter 6. Also, this miracle is significant and is distinct from all of the other miracles except for one other miracle, in that this morning's miracle, there was actually creation that took place with creating more bread and more fish. And the only other miracle in which that happened was when the Lord created an eye for the man born blind. As I was preparing for this morning's sermon, I found five people in the gospel message for this morning. The first, we find a man who made a calculation, and his name was Philip. And we find in verse 5, "Then Jesus lifted up his eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, 'Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?' But this he said to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little." In this morning's message, we find that there was a man who made a calculation, Philip. Philip saw that there was only, he began to calculate how much they would need money in order to go buy food for all the people. And he said, even 200 denarii worth of money is not enough to buy food for all these people. There were 5,000 men, we find, not including women and children. Some scholars say that it was over 10,000 people. Upwards, the high number I've heard is 14,000. We know that there were children certainly there because the young boy who had brought forth the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And Philip, who made a calculation, he made this calculation. However, he left the Lord out of this situation completely. He began to calculate like many of us do when we find a situation in front of us. We find a problem and we begin to calculate and say, okay, how am I going to do this? How am I going to pay my rent? How am I going to deal with this problem? And we begin to calculate with our own minds. But oftentimes, we leave the Lord out of this situation. We are called in the epistle, as St. Paul speaks to us, he tells us to walk by faith, not by sight. The second person we find is that there was a man who made an introduction. And this man who made the introduction was Andrew. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. You will remember that it was Andrew who also made an introduction of his brother, Simon Peter, to the Lord in John chapter 1, verse 40. Andrew is known to be continually introducing people to the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't hear stories of Andrew preaching sermons, going to do evangelism or missionary work, but you find that Andrew was always introducing people to the Lord. And the reality is, not everyone is called to be a preacher. Not everyone is called to be a missionary. But every one of us is called to introduce the Lord to someone or to bring someone who does not know the Lord to introduce them to Him. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you have an opportunity to introduce children to the Lord. If you're a parent, you have an opportunity to introduce your children to the Lord. How many of us, people outside that we work with or that we go to school with, we've been introducing people to Jesus Christ as Andrew did? When was the last time you introduced someone to the Lord? Other than a family member, other than a child. When was the last time we met someone, a stranger, like this young lad was to Andrew, and took him to introduce him to the Lord? The third person we find after the man who made a calculation and the man who made an introduction was a boy who made a presentation. And the interesting thing is that this boy who made a presentation, he's nameless. We don't know his name. And this nameless boy is each one of us. There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. We find that this young boy who had very little, he had 5 loaves and 2 fish, he brought it forth, and we find that a little is a lot with God. A little with God, he can make into a great deal. When the Salvation Army was first getting started, and the work of the Salvation Army was growing very quickly, and they were serving and ministering to many people, someone asked the general, they said, "General, how is it the Salvation Army is able to accomplish so much?" And the general responded and said, "Because God got all of me." He realized that he wasn't a whole lot, but what little he had, he gave himself fully to God. There's also a story of a young girl who was a very weak girl in her body and in her appearance. They told a story of one time she was playing volleyball with her friends, and they began to laugh at her because as she hit the ball, she couldn't make it over the net, and all of her friends began to laugh at her. Well, a few years later, she was called by God, and she began to go and do missionary work in the Far East. And although this young, weak girl could not hit a ball over the net, she began to bring souls and introduce people to God. And she began to bring and witness the name of the Lord in the Far East in dangerous parts. We also see in 1 Corinthians 9:27 that God chooses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And St. Paul continues by saying that God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. But we must be willing to let go. We must be willing to bring our 5 loaves and 2 fish and bring them to the Lord and let go of them and let Him work. Because with God, a little is a lot. We find next, the fourth group is that the disciples made a distribution. Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number, about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. And we find that there is a divine order of evangelizing. The young boy brought the fish to Jesus. Jesus blessed it, broke it, gave it to the disciples. And the disciples didn't keep it for themselves. They took it to the people who were hungry. In Acts chapter 3, verse 6, when St. Peter and St. John the Beloved are at the temple, they see a man who is in need, a crippled man. And they say to him, "Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." There are people who are hungry. And the disciples bring food to those who are hungry, but they give from what the Lord has given them. There's a story of that I saw in the news a few years back, of a girl who was stabbed to death. And afterwards they went and they began to interview the neighbors, and they said, "Did you hear anything that night?" And they said, "Yes, we heard a girl screaming." And they said, "What did you do?" And they said, "No, we didn't do anything." And so they went to the next neighbor and they said, "Did you hear anything or see anything that night?" And they said, We heard a girl scream." They said, "What did you do?" They said, "Well, we didn't really do anything." And finally they went to a third person, a woman who was very honest. And they said, "Did you hear or see anything?" And she said, "Yes, we heard a girl scream that night." And they said, "What did you do?" She said, "Honestly, we didn't want to get involved." There was a woman, a girl being stabbed to death, and she didn't want to get involved. And the reality is there are many people who are hungry, that are dying in their sin, and we oftentimes say, we don't want to get involved. It's time to get involved. It's time to care. It's time to find our brothers and sisters and those who are lost and to get involved. Today is the day of the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. We said we found that there was a man who made a calculation, a man who made an introduction. There was a boy who made a presentation, and the disciples who made a distribution. And finally we find the Savior who made a revelation. Then those men who, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who is to come into the world." That day Jesus Christ revealed himself to be all sufficient for the need of the situation. And still today the situation is the same. Today the Lord says, "I am all sufficient for your needs. If you need peace, I am the King of peace. If you need forgiveness, come to the cross. If you are hungry, I am the bread of life. I will feed you." The Savior revealed himself that day. And again today he reveals himself to us. And as we come forward, as you come to receive the bread of life himself, as we come to receive the Eucharist, and as you receive the challenge of this morning's gospel message, my hope is that you will be filled with God's grace and carry this message and live this message and be encouraged to walk by faith and not by sight. Glory to God forever. Amen.